Thoughts on 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 13 to 15. No escapism. Now, I believe this to be touching on a very serious point that we as believers need to pay attention to, take heed to. The world is full of escapism. Television is a big escapism, a big diversion from the realities of life. Novel reading can be that, and so on. Believers, though, are not immune to this. We can become escapists. We can avoid the hardness of life by moving our mind into some other study or place, and we can have a virtual inhabiting of another area. What do I mean? Well, you take the study of revival. People look at the low estate of the church today, the very poor effect of preaching the gospel, and for all the razzmatazz about success, how little there seems to be. And for them, the answer is always to be dwelling with Whitfield and Spurgeon and people like that. Times of awakening and the flocking into the churches. And of course, it's very attractive. But we're in the real world today where we are. We have to face the realities around us. Some treat the Puritans like this. Some treat the separatists like this. We can live through them. I'm very fond of the separatists. I'm very fond of the Anabaptists. Now, I can live through them. I don't agree with everything they said or did or wrote, whatever, no. But they stand for the truth and their suffering. And we can live there. But I'm living now in this day, in this generation, at this time. I've been brought to the kingdom for such a time as this. Now, why do I say that here? Well, because prophecy can be like that. This is the subject here. We're talking about prophecy, the prophecy of the return of Christ and the glorious resurrection, the judgment, yes. And then what? For the believer, this is the main point here, for the believer, the glory that is to follow. And what we can do, we can soak ourselves in that. We can be thinking about that all the time. We'd be sitting back and basking in it, studying it, getting our charts and our schemes all laid out. Not so, brother. Not so, sister. No escapism. Look at this. In the previous discourse, the word therefore, because of this, and it's all practical. Prepare your minds, be self-controlled, set your hope fully on the grace given you when Jesus Christ is revealed. Prophecy here is not meant for escapism, but for practical, devoted living. It's all practical here. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. You're new men. You're going to a new place, a new world, a new heaven. Go there now in spirit, but live now in this present life in spirituality for God. Just as he who called you is holy, but just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. Be holy, for I am holy. That's how it's written. In other words, the apostle is urging us to be practical, not simply gazing up into heaven. You remember what the angel said in Acts chapter 1, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye looking up into heaven? Go back and work for Christ. Go back and labor for him. There's a prophetical magazine called Watching and Waiting. Yes, I know you've got to have fairly short titles, but it should be Watching and Waiting, Working. Working, walking. It's not just simply watching and waiting. We have a work to do. We have a walk to walk. There's positives and negatives here. Don't do this and do the other. Live for God. Live. Remember Daniel, Daniel chapter 9. He read in the books about the prophecy about the return of the Jews from Babylon. So what did he do? He sat back in his chair and he thought about it. No, he prayed. He prayed. He prayed. There's a challenge for us. Be holy, be holy, be holy. Isaac Watts put it like this. So let our lips and lives express the holy gospel we profess. Let's put that to the hope. We have this hope. Let us express it, brother and sister, not in our charts and schemes and plans and all the rest of it, but in our watching, looking, walking, waiting for, serving Christ. So let our works and virtues shine to prove the doctrine, prove the prophecy, all divine. Thus shall we best proclaim abroad the honours of our Saviour God, when his salvation, when this glorious hope, reigns within, and grace subdues the power of sin. Our flesh and sense must be denied, yea, we have an action. We have a duty. Passion and envy, lust and pride, what? Justice, temperance, truth and love, our inward godliness approve. The gospel bears our spirits up, while we expect that blessed hope, that bright appearance of the Lord, and faith stands leaning on his word. Yes, we're leaning on the word, that's true, but we're not leaning on it like a gate. We're standing, yes, but we're walking. We're working. We're looking, yes, and we're trying to spread the gospel, and we're trying to be holy for the glory of God, and pointing others to this glorious hope. No escapism. No escapism. Let our understanding of prophecy, let our desire for the glory to come, move us to be men and women of action.